Michael Libby, and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday afternoon. With us in studio is a training and business development consultant for Taro International. She has been part of the News Hour before. Her name is Trish Baumhover, and we are going to talk about the art of the question in sales. Hi, Trish.
Hello, Michael.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. I haven't seen you for months.
It's been a few months.
I know.
Last time I was here, we talked about selecting top performers. Now we get to talk about the skill of sales and asking questions in the sales call.
Asking questions. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about how I did a seminar just the other day, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about the sales cycle and how it's changed in recent years, because oftentimes consumers know more about the product or service than what the salesperson may. And so it's all about building relationships and how you know, and you're highly more likely to do business with somebody that can emote with you.
This is very, very true, Michael. And actually, the sales has changed quite a bit because of technology. And what do? When we want to learn something, we Google it. We find some information out there on the web somewhere about it. So the art of sales has definitely changed. It's not necessarily only about building relationships. It's about really asking the right questions. And there's an art behind asking those questions so I can really get to know the customer about what their needs, their wants are versus making an assumption based on that relationship.
Sure. When somebody walks in and says, I need a new car,
yes,
you need to dig deeper, right?
Yes. What do we want in that new car? So often we make those assumptions that people want certain things. They need certain things. But it's important for me to be able to ask questions and ask the right questions so I really am able to meet their, not only their short-term tangibles, but their long-term tangibles and intangible needs.
All right. Let's talk about long-term tangibles. What does that mean?
Oh, thank you, Michael, for asking. So long-term tangibles, what is it that is important to me that is going to provide me not just the immediate gratification of buying? So as a salesperson, we often want to get past that with the customer. We often buy on instinct.
Sure.
And that is really more of a short-term tangible. So we want to be able to ask questions and make sure we understand what is it for them from a long-term perspective, and then what emotes from that by investing in something from a long-term effect versus that short-term instant decision.
Absolutely. And that comes back to this building relationships, understanding, emoting a little bit with the consumer. Does it change any with the higher the ticketed price is versus the lower priced items?
Oh, Michael, it's such an interesting question. Does the questioning process or the sales process change based on the ticketed item? And really, it does not, because we have to take a look at sales as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure if they're buying a high ticket item or even a low ticket item that they're purchasing it for the right reasons. None of us like to be sold on anything,
that's for sure,
right?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we make that sales interaction comfortable for that client, but yet that they feel good about purchasing it in the long term, whether it be a small item or a very large priced item.
And when we're doing this asking questions business, there's got to be some issues that we're trying to dig deeper for, you know, barriers to actually making the sale. What kinds of things are we trying to find out so that we can get to the act of making a transaction?
Interestingly enough, Michael, in our sales training at Taro International, we often talk about the art of questioning and art of the overall sales to overcome those sales barriers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do live in a technology world today, we know too much. We, even as a salesperson, know too much. So we want to be able to give all the information. We want to tell. And we often refer to it as the thud effect. I want to give you everything there is to know about my product or my service. And that's a barrier that we need to overcome. And by asking questions the right way, we can overcome that and really get to know them. Too often, an average salesperson will ask questions for them to understand their interest. But the skilled salesperson asks questions to understand the customer or the client's
first.
Needs
right.
first.
So, for example, let me just try this out on you, okay? Because we're going from the top, you know? There's nothing scripted here, so we're going, okay, let's see how this works. We're talking, by the way, if this goes badly, we're talking with Trish Baumover from Tarot International, okay? But I don't think it will. In our position here at the Business News Hour, we oftentimes talk with individuals about becoming sponsors of the Business News Hour. And so I would assume, based on our conversation, that our first interaction with someone would be, this is what the Business News Hour is. How can we help you connect on a B2B or business-to-business platform with people that are interested in that area? Would that be pretty accurate?
Yes, and that's really step one in building that relationship. And how do I ask questions and understand open questions, closed questions? It's really an art. Many people think that there are really only two types of questions for me to understand from a B2B perspective and being able to ask those types of questions. But really what we train in our training is there are three types of closed and three types of open questions to overcome those barriers that you just mentioned, providing too much information and really not listening to that customer.
So is it appropriate to ever ask a closed question?
Oh, thank you, Michael. There are many times where it's appropriate.
Do you want to buy this or not?
We have to weave the open and the closed together. We want to ask questions, open-ended questions. Think of it more like an investigative reporter. Think about from a radio perspective, and you're trying to learn more about the person you're interviewing. Same thing from a sales perspective. We need to ask the investigative reporter questions, who, what, when, where, how, all those types of questions. And then the key of the closed-ended questions would be to go back and check in with them. Did I get that right?
Come back to that.
Did I get that right? And if someone says no, what are you, the salesperson, going to do? You're going
to
clarify. Yes, you'll come back and ask clarifying questions. So you're verifying your understanding, you're verifying their understanding. But a major game changer in a closed-ended question that we often teach, and it's a major part of the training, is the permission-seeking questions.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says to you, I want to ask you a question, do you mind if I ask you a question? That's a closed-ended permission-seeking. What are most people going to respond
to? Sure, you can ask a question.
Sure. And we feel better as a person that we're not being sold, if you will, if we have more control. And if someone's asking me permission to move forward, I, the client or the customer, feel like I'm in more control versus being sold.
So I think the bottom line to this conversation seems to be that this whole sales mechanism is really an art form in communication.
It really is an art form for me to be able to weave in those open and those closed questions. So the three different types of open-ended questions that we have, that we often talk about, are the seeking information. That's the investigative reporter ones that I was talking about before. And then coming back with a closed one to clarify. And then guided thinking. This one is a huge game changer.
Guided thinking.
So, Michael, how often do we hear people come out and they want to sell us something? They say, we're the best.
Oh, all the time.
It's the best product.
Right.
Told. Even with my teenagers, they don't want to be told what to do. They rebel. We all rebel when we're told what to do. I can take control of that sales call if I guide thinking. Asking open-ended questions. What would it mean to your business if you had the best product in the market? What would it mean to you in your industry if the service was top-notch? That's an open-ended question where I can get them doing the talking versus me doing all the telling.
Okay. What else? You've got me entranced here. This is good stuff, Trish.
What about a open-ended question from a test question? How often do we have a sales interaction and we don't necessarily agree? A test question helps us overcome the barrier of difficult situations in a sales where it's uncomfortable in a sales interaction. So in order for us to overcome that difficulty or that uncomfortableness, the test question would be, do you mind if I ask you a question? Maybe what we should do is, what do you think about looking at the pros and cons of this situation? What are your thoughts about? Again, that's a wonderful open-ended question for us to signal disagreement, if you will. And again, it gets them talking. How often do we talk ourselves through a bad decision when we hear ourselves talking about it out loud? And through that test question, it gets them doing the talking.
Sure. And then we can formulate answers and responses based on how to deflect some of those negative
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the art of the sales is not just building that relationship, as we mentioned before, but often we have to challenge the customer to think differently. And how we ask these questions can help us really challenge their thinking to ensure that they are making a good decision and feeling good about it long term, as we mentioned before, about those underlying interests of long term intangibles.
Our guest is Trish Baumhofer. We're talking about the art of the sales question, making sure that we do that. Trish, this is all very interesting. Are these tools that any salesperson can learn?
Oh, Michael, thank you. We open up our training class and we look at and we say, you know what, we can teach old dogs new tricks. And we often get people in our classes who have very little experience or a long-term experience in sales. And it's really taking a different mindset. Moving yourself from the average salesperson to the effective and successful salesperson, absolutely these skills can be learned. What we often find is that we're doing many of these things, we're asking these questions, but we might not be asking them
in the right order.
In the right order at the right time.
That would make sense.
It's definitely an art.
So this is a practiced art that salespeople, no matter whether, if they're selling pots or pans or homes, they can learn how to better configure not only the question, but also how to emote, how to build that relationship, and how to take the negativity out of the whole issue.
Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about our skills at Tarot that we teach in all of our training classes, that these skills are transferable to personal and professional life. And if you practice these types of questions, both even in your personal life, they'll come automatic in your sales interaction to be that successful salesperson.
So, honey, what do you feel about dinner tonight?
So asking those open-ended questions versus, do you want Pizza Hut? Do you want this? No. Well, what are you hungry for? Are you thinking of?
And it even
so we can
works
understand.
In our personal life.
It does.
Trish Baumhofer from Tarot International. Thanks, Trish.
Thank
Always
you,
a
Michael.
Pleasure.
Thanks
Always
for having me.
Always a pleasure. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. We had Jen Childress in earlier in the afternoon talking about Genspiration. I got all genspired at the same time. Trish Baumhofer from Tarot International, the art of asking the question, the right question in that sales opportunity. We'll have all of these up on our podcast a little bit later. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The music that you're listening to was arranged, conducted, and produced by James Goodlett. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group, and I gotta go. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.